Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also her book, which is a Kindle edition, Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, on her cell phone, Dr. Judy Workman.
Good morning, and I think I should add to my title, also known as a duck midwife.
look how well you did. What abundance.
Well, I must say, I did not believe those duck eggs would hatch. I mean, they're sitting on my balcony for 3.5 weeks, and apparently the incubation period is 28 days, and I don't know when the duck landed, because we weren't here when the duck apparently arrived.
Obviously, it was 2 days before.
I was saying, but you know, the weather, it changes, as you know very well, this being New England. You know, went from cold to hot to rainy to dry to, you know, blazing sun and pelting cold rain. And Mrs. Mama, poor named Sadie, would leave her, that point, 8 eggs and go off God knows where, you know, maybe to see Mr. Mr. Duck, father, who of unknown origin. And one day, she actually left for about 8 hours. This is Memorial Day weekend when it was freezing cold. And I put up umbrellas over her, and I had plants surrounding her, and I fed her 3 times a day duck food with bok choy in it. I mean, I did everything to make her comfortable and talk to her and sang to her, etc. But I was sure the eggs were hard-boiled or frozen or something. And lo and behold, 2 days ago when I was feeding her, she moved slightly, and I saw a little window in one of the eggs. You know, it actually opened. And so I called somebody in my neighborhood who has volunteered to do things like rescuing orphaned goslings or sick squirrels or what have you. And she knew exactly what to do. And she came and she looked at, picked up the duck for a second, and there were 8 squirming little wet bodies underneath her. They had just been born. This was Tuesday morning, about 8 o'clock. And she came back. She said, they have to dry, obviously. And the mother sat on her without moving. And about 8 hours, around 6 hours later, she came back with sort of a dog carrier. And she managed to get the duck into this carrier and the ducklings. And we put them into a car and drove to a very secluded part of the Charles River. And Mama Duck went on into the water. And she sort of started swimming away. And I thought, we both thought, uh-oh, we're not going to have to take care of all these ducks. But then she came back, and the ducks just followed her into the water, and off they went.
Isn't
that 6 hours after they were born.
And, you know, when you see them and when you see that, you start realizing, wow, maybe we've overcomplicated things slightly.
Well, you know, or simplified.
I'm not talking about the bok choy or the this. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's like, wait, they know what to do. They can count. You know, all the things that you would worry about, like, oh my God, they're gonna be abandoned. And if you ever see basically two female turkeys, you know, organizing their classes to cross the street.
Yeah,
you know, and the way that they count and they do that. And, you know, I think of the kids in private school in New York City, for example, walking down the street, you know, in lines with little or.
Yes, that's right.
And it's, you know, it's like, okay. And they know exactly how many they have and where they are and where the straggler is. And it's like, come on, Larry, let's go.
You're absolutely right. Because one of the little ducklings fell over. And as they were proceeding to the river, and so the mother duck came back and put it upright, and then nudged it upright, and then continued walking to the water. It was very cute. No, you're right, Joe. The only thing was that my balcony, this my tiny little balcony, like 8x8, is not the natural habitat for a duck. And, you know, I was really worried that the exposure from the sun and the rain and what have you would be greater than she would have if she was being able to have a nest under trees or bushes or something,
right,
where she might be more protected.
No, that totally makes sense. I'm going to leap here. I know you had a blog topic, but I'm just going to keep with the simplicity of nature. Who was that? And that's another youngin', right?
Pardon?
Was that your dog? Because
oh yeah, my dog. Yes, she's annoying me because she wants me to play dog with her. Which
well,
means,
I think she just wants to be on the radio. How did she feel about the ducklings?
How did she feel about them? She basically ignored them. Although once the duck was gone, she sniffed around to find out where the duck was.
Right. Okay.
She was more interested in the absence than the presence. Okay. But that's a dachshund. You know, the smell remained, but where was the object?
Right. Okay, so that's another piece of logic. So I'm just thinking, all right, we've got this absolute, let's call it a miracle of nature, just because it's, but what's more miraculous, it's more the perfection of it, like how it's all covered. And wouldn't it be interesting if people were more attuned to, yeah, well, it's going to work, rather than all the stuff that goes with. And if you gave all of these ducks antidepressants, where would you, do you know what I'm saying? I know it probably sounds loony, but just think about that for a second. What's going to happen?
The flip side is that we get so caught up in ourselves and dealing with our personal problems, and by extension, those of our community, even national problems, that we sometimes forget that, as you just pointed out, that the simple things really can be sort of miraculous, and that we don't have to control everything. We can just simply look back and perceive that things really do work, and that they're bigger than we are. You know, I couldn't control whether those duck eggs were going to be born or not. I mean, I tried to make sure that nothing bad would happen to them, but nature just took over, and it was bigger than me. And I think that, and my feeling was, I have to control the situation. No, I couldn't.
Yeah. And then there, everybody has to transpose that or extrapolate that differently for their lives. But there are, I mean, for decades, for centuries, we have basically been programmed to overcomplicate or to take charge or to...
Exactly, to take charge. That's right. Nothing can happen without our overseeing and micromanaging, right?
Well, it turns out to be it doesn't start out that way. It just evolves into that because, and especially in the last 20 years, let's say, where, you've got your little screen that tells you what you should be doing, impulsing you, and pointing you and pointing out where you might have, by comparison. Oscar Wilde comparisons are odious, but really, if you're looking at this picture of someone who's being presented as the ideal and nobody's standing there saying, I'm sorry, the human body does not look that way naturally. Like, maybe they had, maybe they've been like cheese, the cheese shavers.
Sure.
Like, maybe they've had a little bit here and a little bit here. But I'm looking at a picture of the ducklings, and I'm going to go back to that for a second, because the ducklings look like ducklings, right? And
exactly.
No one is looking at these pictures of these people that are being presented as these ideals and saying, okay, like, all right, that's good, except that that's not a duckling.
Exactly. That we look at the human body and we say, you're not the way you should be if you were airbrushed and contoured and sculpted. Yes, you're absolutely right. And yet, we look even a funny-looking dog and say, oh, the dog's funny-looking, but that's the way it should be looking. And we don't say, well, my dachshund is really long with short legs, but maybe that shouldn't be what... everything's out of proportion. Maybe we really should have the longer legs and shorter body, which is what you might do, theoretically, with a human who might have a long torso and short legs.
Right.
Well, something's wrong with that.
But you don't send the dachshund off for surgery.
That's right, exactly.
you don't then commit great deals of time to fix the dachshund. Disturbs you, you get a different dog.
That's right. And and how do we ever get into the situation? But of course, it's been going on for centuries.
Right.
Because, earlier the human body was not considered to be presentable and it was covered up. You didn't show any of the human body, or you distorted it with certain, you made scars or you had beads or did something to alter what the human body looked like.
Yeah, and
even
and,
in primitive societies.
And that's a whole other topic for another day. But
right,
just because. But
I have to say that, Jill, given how much stress everybody always has in their lives, that having something like this happen in our lives was such a blessing. It was such, everybody in my, because I live in a condo, and everybody was so excited. It was like everybody smiled and was excited about this. And I thought, how many times do we have a chance to come as a community and say, wow, we did something good, because everybody helped in the building. We did something good, and the goodness will go on, because I hope that those ducks have a long life. you know, it's rare, and it's too bad because it really does bring joy to people's lives.
I think that this is a perfect place to say thank you very much, Dr. Okay. Judy Wortman.
Quack, quack, quack.
Food for mood.
With Dr. Judy Wortman and the ducks. Judy can be found on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, click on food for mood with Judy Wortman.